Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Hello and welcome to episode 40 of Soul Talk Podcast. Today's episode, I am going to talk about the new moon in Sagittarius, which takes place on the 12th of December. And I'll be using a few different sources to get my information from. So the primary source, as you probably have gathered by now, I always bring Yasmin Boland into the mix, and then also there's a few other sources that I'll pop in the notes, and you can check those girls out further if you want to get more information and just follow their work. But just to start with the new moon sort of overview and what it's all about, I usually let you know that Yasmin Boland summarizes the four keywords of the moon phase. And for the new moon in Sagittarius, she has said that keywords and ideas for this lunation are healing, confusing, seeing the funny side, and seeing the bigger picture. So, just to reiterate once again and always that I am not an astrologist. I just am someone who's very much fascinated and in tune with the moon, and I work with the moon with my cycle and all the rest as a menstruator. So I use different sources to get my information from, and then obviously my own experiences too. So. So I'll talk to you a wee bit about it, and then I'm going to finish with a nice meditation. The new moon in Sagittarius, so we've just went into Sagittarius season. It started on the 22nd of November, and it's known as Season of the Sword. So we're encouraged to look at our fears, look at our things a bit more clearer. Is there any more information or knowledge or wisdom coming through that we maybe weren't connecting with before, but due to clearing and healing and connection with past donations and past phases and cycles and planetary alignments, what are we picking up on now? Sagittarius symbolism is the half horse, half man. So the source that I'm using is Tanishka, the moon woman on YouTube, and I'll pop her details in the notes, as I've mentioned. Tanishka talks about how, with this analogy of the half horse, half man, this is a season where we want to gallop ahead and feel freedom and truth, and look at what's coming to light, and look at how we have the freedom now to move forward, basically. And do we have that freedom to move forward? Are there still things in the path that we need to clear? And what's holding us back? It's a time to look at, how can my life get bigger? How can I expand? And Tanishka talks about how some people make us bigger, and then some people just project and make us feel smaller and kind of put us back into the little box that we're trying to break out of. So it's about future destiny. This new moon in Sagittarius is about future destiny and leaving old stories behind, and moving beyond conditioning as a child and the identities that we associate ourselves with. This new moon is bringing up opportunities to learn and grow, showing us what we need to do to move forward. Tanishka also talks about how new learning or a new mentor might come up for us at this time. So keep looking for new opportunities, and also to challenge what you didn't think was possible. She also talks about listening to others and letting them inspire you, like listening to their stories and opening your mind. Charon is the masculine archetype known as the wounded healer, and Yasmin Boland talks about him as well. So she actually says that the planet Mars is harmonizing with healing planetoid Charon under this new moon, so we could all really benefit from some kind of spiritual physical activity. This could be yoga, tai chi, or even just being more proactive about meditating or whatever practice works for you. Charon is the spiritual healer that journeyed with his wound, and he holds the ankh, so the key to the mysteries. Tanishka, actually, I'll pop her video in for the new moon in Sagittarius, because she talks about Charon, the Charon return, and the seven cycles, and some midlife stuff as well, the seven keys, the seven cycles, the seven chakras, and the rainbow key. I'm not going to get into that, but if you want to learn more, check out her video in the notes in of this episode. It's definitely a key time for healing, and I'm feeling that a lot coming up, a lot of father wound stuff coming up, a lot of stuff coming up in my personal experience at this time of releasing that need to fix everything in me and around me, and letting things be, and letting people make their own mistakes and their own decisions. So at this time, I would just invite you to look at where that might be obvious or happening in your life, or if that resonates with you at all. The other thing is that this can be a time, because of Demeter in Sagittarius at this time, there can be moments of looking at our own needs, or like aha moments, as Tanishka puts it, and also how we parent others, but also how we parent ourselves, you know, being that inner parent to ourselves, if we never got that, you know, from our actual parents. The energy, Mars is still very potent at this time, so just a reminder from the last episode that Mars represents anger, confusion, and war. And all of this information, really, and all of this energy at this time is urging us to serve our goals, or nurture us to be better parents, and that can be being a better parent to ourselves, again, if we never had that. We're encouraged at this time to look at what we're getting from our relationships. Is it serving us? Neptune is quite potent at this time as well, and it's the planet of dreams and spiritual connections. So we're encouraged to look at where there might be unprocessed emotions, how we can journey out our emotions, you know, through art therapy, music therapy, dance, self-expression. And for me, sort of, and even with this husky voice today, just noticing the connection to the throat chakra, and that being the center point of our communication and self-expression as well. So just encouraging you to look at that. The moon, the new moon with Charon, helps us to connect with past and painful and unresolved wounds to help us heal and grow and move forward. So notice temporary triggers at this time, and notice what's coming up to be healed and to be looked at. Mercury is also going into Capricorn, and this is bringing up discussion for long-term plans. So we're encouraged to look at different areas of our lives, work, relationships, our path, projects that we're working on, whatever it might be, and asking, where is this going, and what, you know, what is my legacy in life? And it's about encouraging us to think big and discuss our greatest goals in life. You know, what's our purpose? Why are we here? Venus is going into Scorpio. So this is the time of, Venus is in Scorpio, so this is a time of deep conversations and talking about things that might be uncomfortable or taboo, but very, very necessary if we want our connections to be real and soulful. So, you know, asking yourself, are these people in your life, or is your work, or you know, are your interactions meeting your soul needs? And with the Mars-Pluto connection, we're encouraged at this time to look at subconscious beliefs and to move forward with intensity and to heal our deepest fears and subconscious beliefs. So just to look at those subconscious beliefs and bring them out of the shadows and acknowledge them and take away their power ultimately. And just a reminder as well from the last episode on the winter rest, you know, we are moving very closely now towards the winter solstice, and it is a time for deep inversion, for meeting the wise woman, for resting, hibernation, and it's that shamanic death and rebirth that we are going into experience. So Yasmin Bullen talks about how the new moon in Sagittarius is it's that time to, and that chance to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. So rather than burying ourselves in the detail and thinking about our own worries and not looking around us to see the bigger picture and where we are in life. So taking that step back and actually getting some perspective. What else? Yeah, so we're encouraged to think back to like 6 months ago. So was there a situation that you found confusing? Was there a deception? And it could well be that there is some kind of fallout coming. But just to be aware of that, everything is coming up at this time for healing. We also have a clash with Neptune, which is the planet of confusion and deception, but it has positive sides too. So again, bringing up what needs to be looked at. And under this new moon, Mars is harmonizing, as I'd said, with the healing planet Chiron. So it's time to definitely upweight daily sacred practice, meditation, yoga, self-care, cacao, connecting with your guide, somatic shaking, daily morning somatic connection, dancing, and just doing this every single day to really, really, truly connect with yourself. And a great mantra at this time is, I am healthy, whole and complete. So on the 13th of December as well, just to mention, Mercury goes into retrograde until New Year's Day, the 1st of January 2024. So we would very much at the minute be in this shadow period. So yeah, so just letting all of that settle in. Just trying to give you as much information as possible, and then I hope from that you'll just take what resonates with you and leave behind what doesn't. And now I'm going to just invite you to come into a nice quiet space. So you might want to, as usual in these episodes, you might want to pop away, get a candle, grab cacao, whatever. Make a nice sacred space for yourself. And when you're ready, just settling into either lying on your back or seated upright in a nice comfortable position. Maybe throw a wee blanket around you. And just begin to close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Just taking a moment to connect with your body. I'm going to invite you into to connect with Chiron. So just take a wee moment to connect with his healing energy. You're going to meet him just at a sacred site. So when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to travel to a sacred site, just wherever you're called to. And there you're going to meet Chiron. I'm seeing him like covered from head to toe in green, this healing heart colour. And you're just going to take a moment to connect with him. And this bright green healing light traveling from his heart to yours. And he's sending this healing, loving energy all the way in through your body now. And then I want you to look down at your feet and look at this sacred site that you've landed in. It might be a sacred site from childhood. It might be a sacred site just known to the world. And just take a few deep breaths exactly as you are. Take a few deep breaths all the way in through the nose and all the way out through the mouth. Just a few more, breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. And Charon is going to bring in this ancestor that you need to reconnect with and meet. So take a moment to connect with the ancestor that he brings in. Maybe he brings in multiple ancestors. Just take a moment to connect with that. And each of them is going to give you an insight into what needs to be healed at this time, what's coming up for healing and what's coming up for clearing. And you're going to take a moment to acknowledge the message or each of the messages. And all the while, just breathe in here. And I'm gonna invite you to spend a little bit longer in this practice. So just connecting with your ancestors, asking them what they need to show you, what they need to give you. Asking them how you can heal and clear. Cutting the cords from your past beliefs. Releasing what needs to go. Asking them to heal and show you your biggest, greatest subconscious fears. Asking them to guide you to see the bigger picture. And I'm going to invite you to stay here a little bit longer. I'm going to end the episode. You're going to stay with your ancestors until you're ready to leave them. Leaving behind old subconscious beliefs, looking at the bigger picture, looking what needs to be healed, spending some time in the heart space. And you can also travel back a little bit to the start of this meditation, and you can use the journal and prompts, the questions, to actually just write in your journal. I'm wishing you a lovely healing new moon, and thank you so much for spending the time to listen to this episode. Just another note to say as well that if you do want to learn more about working with the moon in general, or with your menstrual cycle, to get in touch via Instagram at All Things Carla. You could also drop me an email at carla@wildflow.co, wildflow.co, and you can get in touch for information. You can book a one-to-one with me. On my Instagram, you can also find my services and prices. Yeah, and also just at this time, coming up to Christmas, gift cards are available for all of the different services as well. So if there's anything that I can do with you or for you or work with you or with someone close to you, just get in touch.